WFCM. WW4FCM, is that you, son?
Fred, this is KO4NUE. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, W4FCM. He's sleeping, I guess.
This is a good morning to do that.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of rain here, so finally the garden got watered.
You got a good garden this year?
Fence with little tomatoes on already. Peppers are blooming, squashes, some zucchinis up, so it's looking really good.
Good deal. It's always nice to have a good garden. We've got a small one here in Campobello. I think we've got 8 tomato plants and 4 or 5 pepper plants, a couple of cucumbers and squash, but sounds like yours is doing really well.
Yeah, I had to water it up till the last few days, but last night was probably the most rain we had in a while. I won't keep you then, and thanks for letting me in. You'll be up eventually. W4FCM sign. Good to hear you this morning. Be careful.
You have a wonderful day, sir. KO4NUE, clear.
Hey, thank you. W4FCM sign.
K4RM mobile.
RM, KO4NUE. Good morning, sir. How are you?
This is another Fred. I'm doing well. Hope you are.
Doing good, I guess. On the way back from a deer camp, and eyes are a little bit heavy. Figure I'd get on radio, see if I could stay awake.
Yeah, well, I'm on the way up to the mountain place in North Carolina, and just heard you throw out your call sign. Where's your deer camp at, Chad?
It's in Liberty, right on the 12-mile river.
Yeah, I heard you check into the net the other night. You said you were in Liberty, and I didn't think you lived there. I thought you were from Campobello, so I wondered what you were doing in Liberty.
Got a little off-grid cabin / ham shack there. Do some sky-worn spotting from there. Monitoring river height because it gets pretty violent when there's too much water. So, that's what it is.
But in Pickens County, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm not too familiar with the 12-mile river. I mean, I knew it existed, but I never have exactly followed its path or seen how it flows.
It's not all that until I don't know what it is when it rains pretty bad. It gets really violent, really quick, comes over the banks, and like I said, I've got a cabin there that, it's kind of a long story, but when COVID came, me and my wife and family had to quarantine a lot, because of kids at school and all. So I just took a sawmill up there and fixed the old bathhouse up and turned it into a whatever you want to call it.
That gave you an opportunity to fix a place like that, and then God forbid, if we ever have another one of those, you got somewhere to go.
Got a little small TV in it. It's not big. It's not pretty. It's just, it is what it is. But you can get a good, nice rest up there, and it's, pretty okay with me, I guess. It's not house quality, if you want. I don't know how to word it.
Well, that ain't what it's intended to be, so that's good. Now, when the 12-mile river comes over its banks, does it flood your place, or are you protected enough that you can avoid the flood water?
Last year, though, I gotta say, I was a little concerned. I am probably about 250 yards from the river, and I'm also probably around, I'd say 25 feet in elevation from the river. and 2 years ago, the water, it usually floods about twice a year. It got about 25 yards from the cabin. It had quite a bit of elevation to go, but that's the highest I'd ever seen it. So I was a little worried.
And that, well, you know, you've probably heard me say we got a place up in the mountains near Rosman, and of course we're way up, but I've seen the what the creeks and rivers up there can do. French Broad River runs right through Rosman, and I've seen it out of its banks and flood practically the whole town.
2 years ago, it was right before I got my license. It's hard to describe, Fred. You can stand on the bank, you know, 25, 30 yards from it when it's flooded. You can just feel through your feet that water, I mean, through the earth. It's quite violent. And like I said, when I got my license, I started doing Skywarn stuff. So nobody really reports on the river down there. So while I'm there, I usually report on it, over.
Stand by just a minute. I'm at the ATM. I'm trying to get some cash. I'll be right back. RM Mobile returning with KO4 NUE. Well, that's certainly a good addition to Skywarn. To
used to be under some kind of roof or something, but I got a little bit of that. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of tornadoes and high winds. And I don't know. I guess these mountains kind of create their own little weather system or whatnot. It gets a little scary sometimes. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I was at the ATM and I was up under a canopy, so I'm surprised I was even getting out at all.
Roger that. So what you got on the agenda for this weekend? Y'all gonna go enjoy the cabin?
I cut the grass. I have to keep up with it because it grows real fast when it rains.
You know, this weekend would be a good weekend to just, you know, kind of kick back and just enjoy the weather, because it's just gonna be pretty today.
Just couldn't work it out to make a full weekend of it. We do go quite often, but we have other things that keep us here. We live out in Piedmont, well, about halfway between Piedmont and Easley, but we have a Piedmont address. But especially in the warm months, we go as often as we can, try to enjoy it.
Man, well, I'm the direct opposite. I like to come and spend the winter up there, you know, up here. As much as I can, you know, I can't come all the time, but I love, you know, cold weather. We did, when we went through the COVID thing, our kids still in high school, so they get notification through the school, hey, you know, your son or your daughter has been exposed to the COVID-19 virus, and, you know, that's when I'd quarantine. I'd leave. Me and my wife separate when we knew COVID come in the house, because we lost three family members to it. So we kind of took it serious. So with that, I spent about 16 days up here back to back one time, and didn't leave. I got a pond on water. And I don't have an issue with, you know, eating a squirrel or a rabbit or whatnot, but I did it 16 days. I was a hungry son of a gun when I went home, but I did it.
It's what you call roughing it, but it's good that you can do that when you need to. Yeah, we do go to our mountain place in the cold weather. We just don't go as much as we do in the warm weather, but we plan to retire up there one day if we ever are able to retire. That's the $64 question, but anyway, yeah, I love the mountains. That's my home away from home, and another hobby of mine is hiking, and I've hiked all over these mountains up here, I don't think anything about getting out and walking 5, 10, 12 miles over.
Really nice to meet somebody that enjoys the mountains. My wife loves the beach. I can't stand the beach. I can't deal with it. Too many people, too many, you know, too much racket. You come up here and it's quiet. You don't hear anything. That's the way I like it.
We'll get you up to our place one weekend and let you get a taste of that. We have a real pretty view. We're about 3,300 feet above sea level. Have a pretty northeast vista and a northwest vista. And it's just it's a place that's been in the family for years. My dad was a builder. He and my two brothers and I built it back in the 70s. When Dad got to where he couldn't take care of it in the early 2000s, we bought it from him, remodeled it, and we hope to spend our final days up there. Over.
Yeah, that's a good plan. That is a really good plan because I love my place. I wouldn't take anything for it. Uncle Claude built it in the 80s. He built it for the women at Roanoke Baptist Church because they'd walk from the church down the river to get baptized. So he built a bathhouse there for, you know, so people could use a restroom. And he got sick with, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's, and family decided to sell his lot. So I bought it and was going to tear the thing down. But, I got a portable sawmill and all that, and I thought, well, you know, what an opportunity to, you know, kind of start over. So I did. I cut the lumber off the property and got the thing fixed up. And, so it's like I said, it's not a house, but it's really nice. It's really livable.
Outstanding story, Chad. I love to hear those kind of stories where things can stay in family and, you know, be used for different things. That's really great. Well, I'm gonna sign with you here. I'm gonna stop here at Master's Grocery along 178 and give me a bite of breakfast. So I'll be charged up to cut a lot of grass today. Good to hear you, my friend. Take care on your trip back to Campobello, and we'll talk again somewhere down the line. KO4NUE. This is K4RM Mobile.
73, Fred. Have a wonderful, safe day, and enjoy this beautiful weather. It's a pleasure talking to you. Be safe, sir. KO4NUE. I'll be clear with you, but standing by.
Fred, just so you know, it's raining up here. KO4, it's getting morning, Chad.
Had your cup of coffee yet? KO4NUE, clear.
Richard.
I said that you have your cup of coffee. Have you had your cup of coffee yet this morning?
Sir, I don't drink coffee.
We tried to make a pot of coffee this morning, and I poured the creamer, the dried powdered creamer, in my coffee, and it didn't taste right. So, got to looking around in a container, a doggone stink bug had got in there and died, and made the whole pot of coffee creamer taste like a stink bug, and we just said, nah, it's time to go to the house and get a good cup of coffee, so that's what I'm doing.
Stink bugs, they'll ruin about anything they get near.
It smells so bad, it's just foul. I guess was down at the shop last week and had one just fly by and landed up underneath my eyelid on my cheek. And I brushed him off. And he sprayed that stuff up underneath my eye. And it blistered my eye. It wasn't bad or anything. But there's a little bit more to that stuff than just stink.
Especially when you get it in sensitive skin, sensitive area like that.
Get it in my eye. Got it, underneath my eye, and I know that's some kind of defense mechanism they got, but I didn't realize that they were, it almost felt like a burn, you know, but it wasn't bad. It was just irritating.
What you been up to out at the deer camp this week?
Took them out and sent it off for repair. And, put my Kenwood up to, you know, so I've got something decent. Made some changes to the APR's packet there. And put up a 220 machine, but I haven't got the antenna built for it yet.
ICOM.
I got ICOM 706 Mark II G up there. And when you let it warm up, I don't know how to explain it, background noise, I have to keep squelching it out, and it'll get so bad to where I'll have the squelch, a full squelch, and can't squelch out any of the, it's a rush noise, just white noise. But it doesn't do it when it's cool, but when it warms up, you can't do anything with it. And eventually what happens is it somehow or another bleeds over into my transmit. So when I try to transmit it, you know, it's horrible sound. So I just made the decision. I'm going to see if I can get it repaired before, you know, I spend the money to get, you know, another one like it.
KO4HKX, was it KB2HXS? He sent his off for repair for something similar. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he sent it off for repair also.
I talked with him about it. I think we probably got the same problem. But I put it in the mail yesterday, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I've been pricing them. Anything all mode is quite pricey.
Right now, it seems like everything is quite pricey. That's for sure.
Well, what you got on the schedule for this weekend?
End up here, so everything's gonna have to be inside. So I'm probably gonna work around in my shack some.
It's a good thing, man. Get things rearranged, you know. That's always fun. Always fun.
Well, I'm in and out of here so much, and the business stuff in it kind of gets cluttered up real quick. Every now and then, I just got to come in and clean it out and start over.
Feeling. And then if you're not careful, though, when you start cleaning up, you're going to go, hey, what's this meter right here? I wonder if it'd look better right here. And then next thing you know, you got coax laying everywhere. And stand back and look, what in the world have I done? How do I get all this back together?
Exactly. I know that one. I've done that one before, too. And been in here where my desk is at. I want to move it to the other wall where I'm closer to the window. So I'm going to have to tear it all down one day in here, not completely apart, but move it around. But that's not today.
That's a big... That's when you get cold and rainy for about a week. That's when them jobs.
Where it snows up here and I can... just have to stay inside and stay warm.
Yeah. So, I heard you yesterday, you wasn't too pleased with what the grader had to say.
I'm expecting it, but it's still, that's just a lot of money to get the road and all put in. But what do you do with the price of everything going up? I mean, that's about all you can expect.
We did. We went in, bought the bullet when we built our house, and I just bought a backhoe for half the price of the grading. Because once the grading's done and the house gets built, there's still work that needs to be done. So you gotta think about that too. You may have to bring a bobcat in or something to get the house finished. And then when we were done with it, we decided we'd sell it. But we never did sell it. I still got it down here, and we still use the thing. But that was the way we had to do it. We just couldn't afford anything that's yellow that moves dirt. Boy, it's worse than a doctor bill.
After that, and I've been thinking along those lines myself already. So. But I don't know if you've been looking at equipment lately. It's not cheap either.
And it's hard to make that decision to say, okay, well, I'm going to spend $35,000 on a piece of equipment, and I ain't even started the house yet. That's hard. It really is. But if you just kind of keep in mind, okay, well, after the house is done, I'm going to try to sell it and recoup some of my money back. You know, that's one way to look at it. We've always had to do things like that because you just can't really afford to, do it any other way for us, you know.
Here, that's the way I've been my entire life. I've just had to try to do the best I can with what I got and what I can get. I always try to check the other ways, but hey, it just never works out.
I understand. All right, bud, let me get on. I just pulled up in the driveway, and I'm going to go get my first cup of coffee. So let me get on. 73, be safe. I'll talk at you later, Patrick. Have a good day, sir.
Good, Chad. You have a good day. I'll talk to you on down low. KO4HKX, clear.